Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the new Republican Congress, the new Republican House of Representatives, I should say, to be more accurate, has actually won its first big accomplishment. Yeah, they're not arguing about the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. I don't know how that will finally be resolved, but look, people will continue to say the pledge at the beginning of various sessions of the House of Representatives. What they have accomplished is one of the things that they set out to do, which is they have taken Ilhan Omar off of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. It's a big deal. It was an extremely heated dispute. The House voted almost entirely along party lines. There were a number of holdouts who had not been in favor of expelling Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. People like Nancy Mace, like Victoria Spartz. Victoria Spartz is the congresswoman from Indiana who is Ukrainian-born. She is one of those people who may be challenging Jim Banks, who was getting a bunch of endorsements in the Senate race, a very hot Senate race, to replace Senator Mike Braun, who is running for governor, to try to make sure that the governorship of Indiana continues in Republican hands. And there's also been a decision today about the Republican who's been selected to deliver the response speech to President Biden when he delivers a State of the Union speech in just a couple of days on February 7th. There was only one member of the GOP who did not vote on the Ilhan Omar issue. The one thing that you could say about this is this really something that the American people want the House of Representatives to concentrate on right now, especially when we have this problem with the debt ceiling? Yes, President Biden met with Speaker McCarthy yesterday, and they said, we're confident we can negotiate something. So do it. Take that pressure and that threat, that Damoclean sword, away from the necks of the American people. I mean, the idea of a default, of actually crashing the economy deliberately as a political stunt, is so hateful and would be so disastrous for Republicans. And probably disastrous for President Biden, too, but you never know. And the reason I say you never know is because he could say, look, I wanted to go ahead and raise the debt ceiling and avoid default. And they just refused. And they have to do it, and they will. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. Also, the presidential race is shaping up much earlier than people thought, with the announcement by Nikki Haley that she will be announcing the day after Valentine's Day. I've already started getting solicitations. She's not asking for money right now. She has some money. She is asking, actually, for people to lend their names as endorsers to make it clear that President Trump, though he has more support, clearly, than any other candidate for president right now on the Republican side, that President Trump does not have this sewn up, that there are prominent people who are actually willing to go in a Nikki Haley direction. By the way, the numbers in terms of who has money and the most money stored up to run a presidential campaign against Donald Trump has some surprising answers to it. We will get to that. We'll also be talking about the anticipation that is all over the British press in particular of President Putin trying to commemorate the one-year anniversary of his murderous and genocidal war against Ukraine. One of the great outrages of recent years on the world stage, that he wants to commemorate that anniversary, which is coming up in 2 weeks. And how would he commemorate it? He would commemorate it by launching an invasion from several directions at once, and using 500,000 men. Can he put together 500,000 men? Still has the opportunity, and apparently they've been doing this, of getting people out of prison and putting them on the front lines. The entire thing is worrisome. We will speak to Elizabeth Braw of the American Enterprise Institute about the latest developments in Russia's war on Ukraine. And also the reports just this morning that they actually hit a rescue effort that after having hit a building in a civilian area, there were fire trucks and rescue people and ambulances. They were also targeted by a Russian missile. It's an unbelievable situation. We'll be speaking later to David Beiler, who is a political analyst and a statistical master from from the Washington Post, actually. And he writes about how Trump's opponents are making a gigantic mistake to assume that this battle for the Republican nomination will mirror the battle for the Republican nomination that Trump won in 2016. We will get to that and speak with him, and we'll be speaking to Ben Jealous, the former president of the National Association for the Advancement of, color people, because it's NAACP, the most prominent and senior black civil rights organization, which has had tremendous support from black and white people. What happens now? How is the reality being changed after the funeral yesterday for Tyre Nichols, and the very moving and impassioned speech by Al Sharpton? What does it mean for the effort for civil rights and for American advancement, really, that the horrible crime against Tyre Nichols was perpetrated by five black officers? We will get to that with Ben Jealous, also on the Medved Show. First off, the Speaker McCarthy spoke about the House vote to remove Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee, insisting that this move was not just tit for tat, that it was not a move that was in response to the Democrats having driven Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar off their committees because of things that they had said or done. Here is what Speaker McCarthy had to say. This is 7A.
Congresswoman Omar, based upon what she had said, the anti-Semitic comments, it's all about the Benjamins. The military in America is equal to Hamas and the Taliban. On 9/11, something happened that day. Even the former Democratic chair of the committee believed her comments were wrong. When a resolution was brought up to deal with this last time, she never apologized. They changed the resolution to say anti-Semitism is wrong. We're not removing her from other committees. We just do not believe when it comes to foreign affairs, especially the responsibility of that position around the world with the comments that you make. She shouldn't serve there. But this is what the clear. This, if it was tit for tat, we would have picked people, took them off all committees, and said nothing about it. We don't believe in that.
Okay, what do they believe in? There was a very, very emotional response when the House voted 218 to 211 to take her off the committee. The emotional response was not from her. Who was it from? We'll get to that, crying on the floor of Congress, and more coming up on the Medved Show.
I am beyond honored and excited for
the Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Michael Medved show, Speaker McCarthy spoke again after the House cast its vote for a resolution to take Ilhan Omar, the representative born in Somalia, who represents the state of Minnesota, in the Congress of the United States. She's highly controversial, certainly one of the most left-wing members, not just on foreign policy, but on every aspect of domestic policy, one of the most left-wing members in the House of Representatives, would she be taken off the Committee on Foreign Affairs because of her position on any given issue? No, the big issue that they're trying to make is for comments that are so outrageous that she's already apologized for them. Repeatedly. And it's one of the reasons that this is all so bitter, because the question then becomes, okay, is there going to now just generally be a speech code where if you violate it and you take positions that are hateful to the majority of members of the House, does that mean you can't serve on certain committees? The argument for removing Ilhan Omar from Foreign Affairs Committee is that committee in particular is the one that is concerned with Middle East policy. And there are issues that will come before the House Foreign Affairs Committee that will involve the interests of our ally, Israel, and some of the problems with the Palestinians. There's a terrific piece we're going to post on our newsletter that goes out tomorrow by former Israeli ambassador Yoram Ettinger, who writes about how Secretary Blinken, when he was in the Middle East, listened to a lot of diplomatic talk but didn't focus on the terroristic walk by the Palestinian Authority. Now, again, the idea that Ilhan Omar is anti-Israel, that's not the point. The point that the opponents of her serving on House Foreign Affairs made had to do not with being anti-Israel but being anti-Semitic. She made the, in February of 2019, right after she came to Commerce, to Congress, Ms. Omar said, "It's all about the Benjamins, baby." That was also a tweet in reference to the Benjamins being $100 bills and in reference to U.S. politicians defending Israel, claiming that her colleagues were basically bought. That was a trope connecting Jews with money and malign influence. And then before she was in Congress, Ms. Omar had also said, "Israel has hypnotized the world," and added, "May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel." This is the way that McCarthy said that he was going to be dealing with these issues in the future, and he apparently has already had a meeting with Hakeem Jeffries, the new Democratic leader of the House, the new minority leader of the House. McCarthy said that they were going to be working on some code of conduct that would apply to outrageous statements, including statements about Jewish space lasers by Marjorie Taylor Greene. Here's Speaker McCarthy, 7B.
"I just had a conversation with the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries. What I asked him to do was to select a couple members, along with himself and mine, and I have a couple members, and one's going to be Nancy Mace to help, and Ken Buck and some others, and I think what we should do is put into the rules. There is a code of conduct here, but I don't know the definition exactly what all that's going to mean. I think that should be clear. So if there is a concern, it's not tit for tat, but I think in moving forward, every single member of Congress has a responsibility to how they carry themselves. Let me finish the question. And it's responsible upon us to let them know what that is, and then what is the due process in a bipartisan way that we can deal with it. So I'm going to put a group of Democrats that Hakeem will select, a group of Republicans, and we'll work to come and clarify the rules and pass something for not only this Congress, but future Congresses."
Okay, you can just imagine if they're fighting over who gets to say the Pledge of Allegiance, what it would look like if they're trying to refine a code of conduct. I mentioned that there was a tearful response, and it wasn't from Ilhan Omar. It was from her colleague, Rashida Tlaib, the gentle lady from Michigan. She got excited on the House floor about the fact that, not that Ilhan Omar is driven out of the House. She's a member of the House. She gets to vote. She gets to participate. She doesn't get right now to be on the Foreign Affairs Committee. And here is the reaction from Rashida Tlaib. Listen.
The GOP is now doing what it is best at, weaponizing hate against a black, beautiful Muslim woman. Congresswoman Omar's lived experience as a refugee and a child, a survivor of war, should be welcomed on this committee. It is needed. When you can't pass any bills that actually improve the people's lives, they turn to Congress. They turn Congress into a place of fear-mongering hate. It is so painful to watch. How ironic that the so-called lovers of personal freedom are now moving to censor Congresswoman Omar in the same week. They introduced a bill to ban federal employees from engaging in censorship. Where are the free speech warriors today? The hypocrisy is obvious to the American people. You are showing who you all are, really.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Omar will not be silenced.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
The Congressman Omar,
I am so sorry
that our country is failing you today through this chamber.
The gentlewoman is no longer recognized.
The gentlewoman is no longer recognized. Again, Ilhan Omar also can speak for herself. This is Representative Omar on the floor speaking just ahead of the vote. This is clip 66.
Do we get to half? Do we have to half to be counted as Americans? This is what this debate is about, Madam Speaker. There is this idea that you are a suspect if you are an immigrant, or if you are from certain parts of the world, or a certain skin tone, or a Muslim. It is no accident that members of the Republican Party accused the first black president, Barack Obama, of being a secret Muslim. It is no accident that former President Donald Trump led a birther movement that falsely claimed he was born in Kenya. Because to them, falsely labeling the first and only president of the United States of America a Muslim and African immigrant somehow made him less American. Well?
Well, again, the idea that this is akin to the birther movement, bizarre. And what about another part of the world where there is a war between right and wrong? The next steps in the war in Ukraine coming up.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The House has voted to remove Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar from her seat on the Foreign Affairs Committee. Speaker Kevin McCarthy says it's all about her past remarks on Israel, Jews, and 9/11. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's just political revenge. The Justice Department and lawyers for former Vice President Mike Pence are talking about another search of Pence's suburban Indianapolis home. The Wall Street Journal reports the two sides are trying to come up with a date. Interest rates may be rising, but not quite yet if you're buying a house. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed rate today is just under 6.1%, still a long way from the 3.5% rate of about a year ago. Nearly 500,000 Texans and tens of thousands elsewhere are without power thanks to that ice storm that's gripped the Mid-South. Nearly 700 flights into or out of DFW have been canceled or delayed today. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Michael Medved Show, while Americans are waiting for political combat to move from the floor of the House of Representatives to a broader electoral combat with Nikki Haley due to join the presidential campaign and others apparently right behind her, there's actually a real war and a very bloody war going on in Europe. And the new reports from London, from The Sun, and they claim it's confirmed by Ukrainian security personnel, have to do with Vladimir Putin preparing a massive assault, which would occur in the month of February, with 500,000 men on two fronts. To talk about the state of the war and what America needs to do to prevent the extermination of Ukrainian independence. It's a pleasure again to welcome back to the show. Elizabeth Braugh is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where she focuses on defense against emerging national security challenges. She's also a columnist with Foreign Policy, where she writes on national security and the globalized economy. Elizabeth, do you find these claims about a 500,000 mass two-pronged invasion coming up on the anniversary of the war in February 24th, is that credible?
No. I have no doubt that the Russians would be able to find 500,000 men somehow. The question is who those would be. We have seen already that the first mobilization round that the Russian armed forces conducted was almost a disaster, but it did happen. But it did happen with a lot of complications. A lot of men didn't turn up, and it wasn't even properly. If you're going to mobilize, you have to make sure that you have backups for the men you mobilize so that the economy can keep going. They haven't done that. And on top of that, Russian men are not very motivated to participate in this war, regardless of their political opinions. But when you have faced a very real risk of losing your life, you will think twice about mobilizing or answering that call-up letter. You are obliged to by law, but you can, of course, also try to hide or, indeed, try to get yourself to another country. So that was with 300,000. And I would politely ask where the Russian armed forces have think they're going to find another more soldiers on top of those to form an army of 500,000. And it's an extraordinarily large army for any modern war, and especially if you it would be especially complicated if you don't have professional armed forces to make up the bulk for it.
Okay, the future of the war, one of the things that people seem to be concerned about, and the report about the 500,000 men is from The Sun, which is a tabloid in London. The idea being that Putin would make some kind of aggressive move before Ukraine can actually effectively deploy the tanks that they are going to be receiving from the United States and from Germany. And there's actually in the New York Times, they're suggesting that the American decision not to send F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine could be disastrous to their side in the war. What's the most optimistic view of what the next months of combat are likely to bring?
Yes, as you say, Michael, the report of the 500,000 was from a tabloid, so we should take it with a pinch of salt. But it is true that the Russians want to keep going in order to achieve some sort of victory, and their best window for that is before those tanks begin arriving. And so that gives them a few weeks, and that is, I think, what they are aiming for. The best that Ukraine and the West can hope for is that the Russians don't manage to get anything viable together in that time, because we should remember that their armed forces, that the frontline troops, are already demoralized, not, again, for any political reasons, but because they're just not making enough progress. And so the morale among the troops is a really big problem, whereas the Ukrainians don't have that problem. And that's, as in any war where a country is defending itself, the defending country has fewer problems with troop morale than the invading country. And that is the case once again. Then Ukraine has another factor on its side, which is that the West has not been leaving it on its own. It has been predicted so many times that after this or that delivery of weapons, the West will say no more and it will stop delivering. But once again, it has committed to delivering more weapons, in this case, the much-desired tanks. And as you say, Michael, now the next question is, will Ukraine get fighter jets as asked for F-16s and Gripens? And the U.S. and Germany have already said that they are not, indeed other fighter jets, and the U.S. and Germany have already said that they won't deliver those. I think it's probably a little bit unwise to draw such a clear red line, because it gives the Russians the idea that after this delivery, they'll have a better chance. But I think the fact that the West is still holding strong and supporting Ukraine, and that the Russians are pretty disorganized, that is Ukraine's best hope at the moment.
What about the idea that if you look at the Republican Party in particular, there are increasing voices that basically are skeptical or reluctant to continue the flow of aid and support to Ukraine. People saying, well, like President Trump said yesterday, he issued a statement saying that if what the president needs to do is to force peace, which basically means to force Zelensky to give up the idea of recovering the territory occupied, taken by the Russians. What about the political future of support with that kind of negativity out there in the political arena?
Yeah, I think this is what Zelensky saw coming around the time of elections, which is why he made that unprecedented trip out of the country to Washington to deliver that speech to Congress, simply to show himself in the flesh, because we all know that if you see somebody on the screen, you won't relate to them as much as you will if you have met them in the flesh. And so that's why he dared to make this very risky trip. To essentially make the case to American legislators, we should remember he hasn't made any such trips to any other country, which tells gives an indication of how important the U.S. is to Ukraine. But and he did so because he or his advisors know that there is this creeping sentiment among Republicans in particular, and indeed left-leaning Democrats, or maybe it's time to negotiate for peace. It is really tricky. Americans haven't seen their country invaded like Ukraine has, and so it's very difficult to relate to what Ukrainians are going through. But I think everybody in of a certain age in Europe, in certain countries, knows what this is about and will support Ukraine. As far as the U.S. goes, I think the what Zelensky can the plea he can make, or the appeal he can make, is on to legislators' vanity in practice, to say that you wouldn't want to be the congressman or the senator or the congresswoman who helped Russia win over Ukraine. So I think that is the sort of plea he'll make. Even if they don't understand Ukraine that much, they wouldn't want to be the member of Congress who helped Russia win a war.
Let us hope that you're right on that. Elizabeth Braw, her latest commentary is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And voice will not be diminished if I am not on this committee for one term. My voice will get louder and stronger, and my leadership will be celebrated around the world as it has been.
Her leadership will be celebrated around the world? That, of course, was Ilhan Omar. And again, part of the problem with her on the Foreign Affairs Committee is not just that she is anti-Israel, I mean very anti-Israel, and opposed to Israel's very existence, but that she's anti-American. And again, if you look at her speaking and writing about America's role in the world, and the idea that at a time when it's so important to provide a support for the other countries in the West and support for the embattled Ukrainians who are struggling for survival and survival of their state. Remember when Putin announced the special military action, he didn't call it an invasion, remember. But when he announced that military action, the initial attempt was to decapitate, and he used that phrase. He wanted to decapitate what he considered to be the Nazi Ukrainian regime. And about nearly everything else, what Ilhan Omar denies is the crucial role in America in allowing for some order in this world. And given the fact that right now there's a great concern about China and about a possible invasion of Taiwan, and this even changed the policy of the Philippine nation with a new president replacing Duterte. And the new Philippine administration is now working to welcome more American bases and more American staffing at the American bases in the Philippines because they're right there. And again, this will bring American forces much closer to Taiwan. It's a dangerous world. And McCarthy was asked about, after his meeting with the president yesterday, Speaker McCarthy was asked about the funding issue and funding for the aid to Ukraine, which has already been pledged, which is a lifeline to Ukraine. And he avoided the question. This is a clip 11.
Can those budget cuts impact support for Ukraine from the United States?
What we talked about today
was about moving forward and how we move through on a debt ceiling and how we get an agreement. I believe if we're able to get to an agreement, we could have a funding agreement for the next 2 years. You won't see omnibuses anymore. You'll see the Senate and the House actually do the job the American public has elected them to do, to walk through the appropriation process, which is the manner in which to do it, where the American public can see where we're spending our money. And I think there's a lot of savings we can find for the American taxpayer. Look, this is the hardworking taxpayers, and I know there's a lot of places where there's wasteful Washington spending. And I find that we can find an agreement there.
Again, not speaking specifically about something that is of great concern to the majority of his own Republican caucus and the overwhelming majority of the Democrats in the House, which is the aid for Ukraine that is being authorized, and that if there is some kind of holdup in getting this deal worked out that he says he's working on with President Biden, it is not only dangerous to our economy, it's dangerous to the foreign policy balance of power and the struggle between Putinism and Ukrainian independence. It's a very serious matter. And ultimately, a more serious matter even than Ilhan Omar's position, not in the House of Representatives. No one's driving her out of the House of Representatives. That's going to have to happen to George Santos. But not to Ilhan Omar, because there are no criminal offenses here, but it looks more and more like there are actual criminal offenses with George Santos. We'll get to that. But AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the gentle lady from the Bronx, offered an impassioned defense of Ilhan Omar by doing what people on the left so often do, is making it all about race all the time. Listen, clip 12.
I think one of the things that we should talk about here is also one of the disgusting legacies after 9/11 has been the targeting and racism against Muslim Americans throughout the United States of America. And this is an extension of that legacy. Consistency, there is nothing consistent with the Republican Party's continued attack except for the racism and incitement of violence against women of color in this body. I had a member of the Republican caucus threaten my life, and you all and the Republican caucus rewarded him with one of the most prestigious committee assignments in this Congress. Don't tell me this is about consistency. Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology.
Time has expired.
My life was threatened. Thank you.
She didn't get when she talks about her life being threatened, what she's talking about is a stupid cartoon that Paul Gosar, the representative from Arizona, who lost his committee assignments because of that stupid cartoon. It was a cartoon that showed him as some kind of mythological creature, dragon-like creature, who was going to eat up Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and it had imagery of her. Was it a serious threat saying, okay, we're now going to attack Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? No, that wasn't what it was about. Meanwhile, to answer all the hysterics on the Democratic side, and to answer more to the point, the President of the United States, who is going to be delivering his State of the Union address on February 7th, so coming right up next week, who is going to be delivering the answer? Who do you think should have been delivering the answer? You could say, well, why not use Nikki Haley? Or go back and use Tim Scott again. They've used him before. He's excellent. And problem is that they are both potential presidential candidates. Nikki Haley will be a presidential candidate shortly after that State of the Union address. So you don't want to favor one candidate over the other by giving them that slot. They've picked Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the governor of Arkansas, the new governor of Arkansas. And given the fact that she is mainly known and her main political experience was as White House press secretary for President Trump, this is a way that they can actually please all sides, at least they think, not offend all sides of the Republican struggle, because she obviously has very good relations with President Trump. He endorsed her for governor. She won an easy race for governor. She moved as one of her first moves as governor of Arkansas to ban the term Latinx from official state documents. No, really, she did. And Latinx is supposed to replace the word Latino, because that's a gendered word, or Latina, which is a gendered word, female. In any event, I don't think she'll be speaking about that. And she is considered to be a rising star in the Republican Party. In May, she told a crowd outside a Dairy Queen in Little Rock that if elected governor, she wanted to make sure that the state my kids are growing up in and the state every kid is growing up in is the same one I got to grow up in. That was in speaking about the public support or statewide support for drag queen shows in libraries and elsewhere. In any event, those are not the key issues that American people are concerned about, and it's not necessarily the right GOP strategy. We'll talk about that strategy coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.